Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I'm Tori.
Hey, and I'm Puma.
And on this podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between. Guys, I hope you had not only a great Thanksgiving, but even as we're in December now, lots of happenings, lots of plans, oftentimes traveling. And yeah, it can always get a little bit crazy. So hopefully you guys are doing well and having fun in anticipation. 10 days before Christmas. That's kind of a big deal. Whether you're 29 or 6. But I love Christmas.
Or 60. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's good to get excited about Jesus. And today we have an interesting topic in Proverbs. You know, something that I think is very widespread in the sense that it covers every area of life, every demographic, every age, and kind of timely. So Puma, you want to introduce this topic?
Yeah, well, I like to read a proverb. Proverbs 20, verse 24, says, "A man's steps are directed by the Lord. How then can anyone understand his own way?" And that's kind of the question. Let that hang out there. Question that is posed in Proverbs. As we're looking at Proverbs, how to live wisely in a foolish world. If the Lord determines our steps, if the steps of my life, the direction of my life and where my life is going is determined by the Lord, how then can I understand, or anyone understand, their life? So that's kind of the question that Proverbs poses there in chapter 20. And that's sort of what we want to look at today. Because 2023 is coming to an end.
Right.
And if we were to go back to January 1st of 2023, and you were to predict where you would be here in the middle or end of December 2023, are you where you thought you were going to be? Are you somewhere different?
Yeah.
And everything in between there. You know, if the Lord determines our steps, how can we understand our life? Because probably 2024 is creeping around the corner. What's that year going to look like?
Yeah.
So how do we know?
That's good. Yeah. It almost sounds like predestination a little bit. You know, does God determine our steps or do we? And if it's both, then what does that look like? Yeah. So let's dive into this topic of the sovereignty of God. All right. So we're 50 weeks into 2023, and that's a lot of weeks actually. But yeah, this big idea of God's sovereignty, you know, the verse you read from Proverbs 20, you know, that God really does. I mean, he really does determine our steps. So what does man really know? I mean, really, you know, I mean, I hear that verse and I think, wow, why even plan? I mean, if God's, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people get this, when they hear this, they get this defeated attitude, like, see, I don't really have to do anything. Why go to school? Most kids would probably say, yeah, preach it.
Right.
Yeah.
If God's in control, then why should I care about what I do and make plans?
You know, it doesn't say that the Lord takes steps for us. We are the ones that are taking the steps, but he is sovereign over the steps that we take. See, there's a difference. See, he's not saying that we have no responsibility in this. We have a life that he's given to us, entrusted to us, so it's a life that we live. And Proverbs is really helping us understand how to live that life in a way that is living wisely and not foolishly.
Gotcha.
And so part of the big idea in, you know, in the whole Bible, but Proverbs kind of highlights this again when it comes to how we're just practically living our life. Are we living our life with the knowledge that God is the one that basically directs our steps?
Right. Well, when I think of sovereignty, I mean, typically maybe it's the way I was raised in church, but just the idea of God's sovereignty is really, okay, God knows all, he's in control of all, and ultimately whatever he wants to happen will happen. And I mean, this really is kind of a predestination question, but if God oversees all, he is all powerful, he knows our plans before we know our plans, it almost seems like, does God sabotage my actions? I mean, really, like if God is sovereign, and I make plans, but God knows what I'm going to make. He can control me, sort of, not really, but like he's in control. Why do I even need to make plans? Like, I guess if God knows, how can I surrender to what he already controls? I mean, how do I honor a God who is all powerful, who knows my, you know, 10, 20, my infinity steps down the road? He already knows it. To me, that's kind of like a weird verse and a weird thought too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We often view God from our human lens, the way we view other people.
True.
Because I have made plans and I've had others find out my plans and try to sabotage them, right?
Right, right.
And do people try to do that because they really love us or care about us?
It depends on the person, I guess.
It depends, right? But oftentimes we think, if I'm making a plan and someone interferes with my plan or someone's plans interfere with my plans, I get really bent out of shape.
Right. We tend to assume the worst, typically.
Yeah. We think that someone is hating on us or someone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people might actually be hating on us or not really, honestly, like not really, maybe not hating on us, but not having us in view.
Right. Our best interests in mind.
Yeah. Or maybe not even having us in mind. They're just making their plans and their plans and our plans collide. Mm. Right.
It's true.
I mean, I mean, I'm going to go home, Lord willing, today.
Right. Sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, a good plan. And I have a plan. And, you know, my wife is going to have a plan. Mm. And sometimes she assumes that her plan is the one that's going to be carried out. And that's why I said my plan is good. So, you know, Thanksgiving wasn't that long ago. And, of course, the shopping and Black Friday. And so it's Thanksgiving afternoon. And she says to me, so tomorrow... which would have been Black Friday. She's like, I would like to go to JCPenney. Mm. And I immediately, you know, I mean, I just cringed. I've shared in previous podcasts how much I loathe JCPenney.
Right. Yes.
Right? It's not a big secret, and there's a whole history there.
Yes. You create experiences, not always good ones.
Right. But I had plans for how I planned on spending Black Friday, which is waking up, never leaving the house, you know,
right.
And then going to bed at night, having never left the house. And she also had a plan. She didn't necessarily have a plan for me. She just had a plan for herself. I had a plan for myself. Right. But because I live in relationship with her and I live in community with her, that I don't make my plans independently of her. I make my plans with her in view.
Mm. Right. Because you love her.
And because I love her. Because I love her. And so I asked her, I said, I just want to be very clear on what your plans or your expectations are and how you expect me to fit fit into that. So guess what I did on Black Friday?
You loved your wife. You went to JCPenney's. I'm assuming.
Yeah. We left the house probably at 8:30, got home. I don't know, probably 11:30, 12.
Okay. Yeah. A few hours.
She found a pair of boots that she was interested in, and they were 60% off. And so,
gotta love those deals.
Yeah. You know, so that was fine. You know, that's how that works. But see, we make plans. I make my plans for my life. And I expect everyone else's plans to fit into my life. I mean, that's how we typically operate. Mm-hmm. You see, if that is the way we walk through life, we're living foolishly because we can't ever live our own life independently with the expectation that every other decision from every other person is going to match or fit into my plan in my life. In fact, it is foolish to think that any plans that I make, I can make happen. Because we just can't. We ourselves are not sovereign.
Right.
We are very finite, contingent beings, and we really are not in control. So it's this false idea or facade that somehow we are in control of our life when really we're not. And so to live foolishly is to live as if I'm in control of my life that I'm not in control of.
It's so interesting because, yeah, you're right. To live like our lives are truly the end-all, be-all, that I am the king of my castle. That's how we're taught to live. I mean, in our culture, who would not want to think about their own life? I mean, our classes that we have in school, our college, our job, our spouses, our friendships, you know, even our hobbies, we all choose those things. We direct our paths based on our passions, based on our skills, our environment. And it's interesting because to just leave it with our own discretion, to leave our leadership of our lives right up to us really is a foolish way to live. And yet that's how we're naturally born and raised to live in our culture. You know, nobody, I hope nobody wakes up and thinking, you know what? I just hope somebody else just controls my day for the rest of my life.
I hope my plans are ruined today.
Right.
I hope it rains on my parade. I mean, yeah, no one says that.
Right. But if that's foolish, right? If we know that is a self-centered, finite view of our own ability, but even our own control, what does Proverbs, what does God give us in terms of wisdom on how to live if we know the natural way to have ourselves in control is foolish?
Well, the verse that I read, Proverbs 20:24, it says, a man's ways are directed by the Lord. So Proverbs is not suggesting, it is telling us how it is, right? It's just saying, this is saying reality. It is. Yeah, this is reality. See, I can choose to believe that or not. I can say, you know, that's true or that's not true. If I don't know that God has said this, that a man's steps are directed by the Lord, if I'm oblivious to that, I live my independent life however I want, and I just get frustrated and frustrated and frustrated. I mean, how many people out there, you know, those of us, you know, listening, and how many times have we been frustrated just making our own decisions? Or we look at our world and how frustrating our world is. I mean, are people getting more and more joyous as they go through life? Is our world getting full of angst and anger and hatred and frustration? I mean, why do people get angry? Because of unmet expectation or a plan that isn't met or something blocks what they were planning on doing,
right?
Doesn't go their way.
Right.
I mean, the anger that is welling up in our world is because the world does not recognize that a man's steps are directed by the Lord.
Okay. Yeah. So that brings up another big question. If God, I mean, the Bible's true, it clearly is. So if God directs men's steps, and there is evil in the world, we're disappointed, we get frustrated, we get upset, people do bad things. If God plans out the man's steps, if God really, if that verse is true, what about all the bad things? Does God make people do those things? I mean, it is, we know that can't be true. We know God doesn't tempt anybody, right? But yet, here we have this verse that says God, you know, he is in control of man's ways. So what do we do with that?
Yeah, so is it saying that everything I do, God controls, or is God sovereign? See, we are equating control and sovereignty, you know, as synonyms, and they're not necessarily synonyms, right? So, like, what is sovereignty?
Right, well, from what I understand, sovereignty is, and control is part of that, but there's someone who knows all, who has power over all. And I mean, I say control, but yeah, who oversees reality?
Right. Yeah. I mean, someone that has absolute power and authority.
Yeah. Sure. Right?
I mean, that they are sovereign.
They know everything. They can do anything.
There's everything is subject to them. Right. Yeah. Subject to them. With everything subject to them, does that mean that they subject with control everything under them? Can the sovereign God allow something to happen because he is the one in authority? He's the one that makes the decisions. Can he allow something to happen for whatever his purpose is? And is that okay if he is sovereign?
I see. Yeah. So God can allow what we would consider bad, terrible things because he is sovereign, and there's something better that we don't see down the road if we lean into him.
Right. Yeah. God can allow something that, like what you said, that we see as bad. Why is it that we give preferential place with how we see things over how God sees things? You see, that this is, again, when we are willing to bow our hearts to the one who is sovereign, who determines the steps of life, who is over all, who is all-powerful, the authority, then we give him preferential treatment. We give him the right of way. We yield to him. That's not saying that we are, you know, without excuse or that we somehow aren't accountable anymore, because we still make our plans. We still walk our life, but we walk it not as the sovereigns over ourselves, but we walk as one who has a sovereign over us.
Right. Well, yeah, and that's a great point even too with, you know, plans working out for good. Romans 8:28, it's very clear that we know all things work out for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. And that God, I guess that speaks to God's sovereignty, that even with our decisions, there is an agenda, a plan that God has that even uses fallen people like us to accomplish his will. That is a whole nother level of what I think of as sovereignty, that he's that in control,
yeah,
even with our free will.
Well, in Proverbs 16:4, says, "The Lord works out everything for his own ends, even the wicked, for a day of disaster." Like you talked about, wicked things or evil people. You see, the fact that God is sovereign means that he has authority, and he directs how things, you know, big picture go. History is not, you know, taking God by surprise. The events going on in our world right now, around the world, don't surprise him at all. But the idea that God can fulfill his purpose in a world that has been given the privilege of making choices is amazing. I mean, when I think of sovereignty, how sovereign does a sovereign have to be sovereignly purposed in the midst of millions of individual choices and still accomplishing his sovereign purpose in a world that is free to make decisions? I mean, all over the planet right now, mankind, from old to young, rich to poor, every nation, every you know, men, women, everybody are making choices. And God's purpose for each individual and God's purpose for the nations is being accomplished, even the wicked, for the day of disaster, by the one who is sovereign.
How
sovereign do you have to be sovereign in the midst of millions and billions of independent choices, and still your will and your purpose is still being accomplished?
Yeah.
How sovereign do you have to be to accomplish your purpose when you have billions of people that hate you and don't want to do anything that you want them to do?
Yeah.
And your purposes are still, that is just amazing. That blows the mind. And it really takes us out of the driver's seat when it comes to how we live our life, and says, wow, our life is in the hand of God.
Yeah.
And if God was a mean, vindictive person, that should scare, scare the death.
Yeah.
But the Bible says that God is gracious, he's compassionate, he is holy, he is just, he is merciful.
Slow to anger, rich in mercy.
Yeah. The character of God. See, this is why the sovereignty of God can be a comforting thing, not something that we kind of run away from or shy away from.
Right.
And so to live wisely in this foolish world is to recognize that I live with open hands with my plans, not tight-fisted with my plans.
Well, yeah, and I think that speaks perfectly into why it's foolish to trust ourselves. It is so foolish to keep us on the throne of our lives. And I guess the biggest question, okay, so we know that's foolish. We know God is sovereign. We know he is a good God who is sovereign, who loves us, who is all-powerful, who has authority over everything. So if it's foolish to trust ourselves, you know, how can we live appropriately? How can we live wisely with this context in mind?
Yeah, no, that's a good question. And the question that 2024 says, how then can anyone understand his own way? How can I understand my own life then?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I make decisions every day. How can I understand the decisions that I make and if they're good or bad or right or wrong, or if they're going to be meaningful or foolish? How can I understand that?
Right.
That's exactly what Proverbs is talking about.
Right.
You know, we go back to Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And it says he will do what?
Make your path straight.
Make your path straight. Because he is sovereign. And he is a God who sovereignly loves. We think about so many verses in Proverbs, for instance, especially at the beginning, like in the first 8 chapters, when you read, my son, listen to me. My son, pay attention. My son. You see, that is a father speaking to his children. Or if you say God speaking to us, but just that picture of a father speaking to a son, it's in a context of a trusting relationship.
Yeah.
You see, in Proverbs is all about helping us understand the relationship that we ought to have, the right relationship that allows us to live wisely in a foolish world, living rightly with our God, living rightly in relationship with him, desiring to get to know him, to understand him. How can anyone understand their own way? Get to understand the heart and mind of God. And he will direct your paths. And we've covered this a little bit in a previous podcast from Proverbs chapter 2. You know, my son, listen, pay attention, seek wisdom, call out for insight. He says, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. If I want to know what the right way, as far as what's right and wrong, good and just and fair, I need really to passionately chase after the heart of God and get to know him, you know? And so, yeah, that's how to know my own way, my own plans. I need to seek after him with open hands, knowing that I make my plans, but he has the freedom and the right of way to change them at any moment. And if he does, that's better.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. So yeah, if God is all sovereign, we need to be all submissive, you know? So I guess what was a good application question for us? You know, what's a good takeaway, knowing that God is sovereign, knowing that not only is he sovereign, but even with our foolishness, even with our choices, he can still work out his best in our lives when we trust him. When we choose to submit, that's where the blessing is. And when we choose to trust ourselves, that's when we get into trouble. That's when foolishness takes root. That's when we really when we really are in trouble, is when we believe in ourselves over the sovereign God. So yeah, what's a good application question?
Yeah, so one way to kind of apply this or to think about it, if you think about situations, plans that you've made, whether that be holiday plans, plans to get together with people, plans you've made, and when those plans haven't gone the way you have expected them to, how did you respond or how did you react to that? Did you get angry? Did you get frustrated? Did you, you know, whatever the emotional response to that? You see, our emotional responses don't determine what's true, but they do reveal there's something going on there.
Yeah.
And so, you know, one of the ways to apply this is, you know, am I making plans with a tight fist? In other words, I make my plan and this is what I want to happen, and no one, including God himself, is going to change it because this is what I want to happen. That's holding a plan with a tight fist. Yeah. And so if that plan is ripped out of my hands, that creates a lot of, you know, anger and tension.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort to rip that out of my hands, and it's going to be messy. But if I make a plan with open hands, right? I make a plan for the holidays. I make a plan to meet with people. Maybe the weather changes. Maybe we get snow or whatever. I make plans knowing that God has the freedom, and I yield to him to change those. And so it's really a heart direction. Am I making plans with a tight fist or with an open hand? And because open hand means I want your will for me, not my will for me. So I'm going to make my plan with you in mind, with you in view.
Yeah, and I like how you said it's a heart posture. It's a heart position where we really do are surrendered. I mean, you know, that we really believe, we trust in the Lord with all of our heart, because our own understanding will lead us astray. And how we react, it's really good. Yeah, whatever breaks our heart reveals our heart. And if we react poorly to our plans being changed, to the weather, I didn't get the gift I wanted, whatever, right? I mean, that these uncles couldn't come, these cousins did came, you know, like whatever family Christmas drama there is, the way we react to our plans reveals our heart. And if it is a heart posture, we need to stay humble. We need to stay submissive and with our hands open to God, because he's in control and he loves us. So do we trust that? Yeah. That's really good.
Proverbs says, a man's ways, steps are directed by the Lord. So how then can we know our own way? By setting our heart in the direction of God and getting to know him.
Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, thank you, Puma. And thank you guys. You know, I love Christmas, and there's a lot of plans. It's not wrong to make plans. It is wrong to make plans when we are the Lord of our lives, when we take God out of it, when we get upset, when our plans don't succeed or don't go the way we want them to. So I pray that you guys with us would, you know, really help yourselves, help your families, help your heart with God, that this holiday season you're going to commit to really trust in the Lord, to trust in his sovereignty, and we'll try to do the same. So yeah, guys, we appreciate you. If you have any questions or thoughts or comments, as always, you can reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions, to touch base with you guys. And yeah, we look forward to walking with you to be wise in a foolish world. Sometimes the holiday season brings out the foolishness in people. So yes, let's be different. Let's live in the Spirit of God and trust him in his sovereignty. We'll see you next week, Fridays at 10:10. Till next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.